All right. Good evening, everybody. The time is 6 o'clock, and I'll call the Town of Castle Rock Design Review Board to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take the roll call.
Vice Chair Chris Levers.
Here.
Board Member Adler. Board Member Ahrens.
Present.
Board Member Johnson.
Present.
Board Member Lang.
Present.
Board Member Miles. Board Member McHugh.
Here.
Town Council Liaison Mark Davis.
Here.
TJ Kucheski.
Here. And I do just want to make a quick statement for the record that due to a Scrivener's error with the Town Council appointments, there was an error with the HP appointments listing Mike Borgelt as the one of the appointees from the Historic Preservation Board. That should have been Dan Ahrens on that board. So that is being corrected at the next Town Council meeting. But so just in case there is any appointments or anything with involving Mr. Ahrens, those would be contingent on his appointment from Town Council at the next meeting.
And Carissa Alstrom, here.
All members of the board are present, with the exception of board members Adler and Miles, who are absent. Mr. Kucheski, has the meeting agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meeting law?
Yes, sir, it has.
Minutes from the November 13th, 2024 board meeting have been distributed to the board members. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
So moved by
Robert Lang
and seconded by Mr. McHugh. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Vice Chair Chris Levers.
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board Member Johnson.
Here.
Board Member Lang.
Aye.
Board Member McHugh.
Aye.
Motion is approved by a vote of 5-0. Board will now present a resolution of appreciation to resigning member John Manka. And I'm going to read the... This says, resolution of appreciation honoring the service of John Manka as a member of the Design Review Board. Whereas John Manka is a member of the Design Review Board for the Town of Castle Rock, serving July 1st, 2021 through May 31st, 2025, significantly contributed to the implementation of recommendations concerning development applications in downtown Castle Rock. Whereas the performance of his duties and responsibilities were characterized by dedication to the planning and development of the town of Castle Rock, and he has contributed his experiences, time, and interest to this advisory group. Now, therefore, let it be resolved by the Town of Castle Rock, Colorado Design Review Board, that the service of John Manka as a member of the Design Review Board is deeply appreciated. Thank you, Mr. Manka. If anyone would like to make a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Mr. McHugh.
I'll second it.
Second. Moved by Mr. McHugh to approve, seconded by Mr. Lang. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Vice Chair Levers.
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens.
Yes.
Board Member Johnson.
Yes.
Board Member Lang.
Can I think about it a little bit? Yes, I approve, yes.
Board Member McHugh.
Yes.
Motion is approved by a vote of 5-0. I'm going to take a moment now to sign and... Right on.
Hi.
Hi. We do have. You must be Mr. Miles.
I am.
Nice to meet you. Welcome. All right. We'll sign that.
Care to come forward?
Yeah, you can go sideways, get everybody.
Let's get in behind him.
Okay, we'll now take nominations for the position of chair. All nominations will be presented prior to voting.
I nominate Chris, if you're interested in staying on.
Thanks, sir. Any other nominations? Now vote on each nomination presented for chair. Nominees should be voted in the order they were nominated. Nominees are voted on until one nominee gains a majority vote in favor of appointment. Regarding the nomination of Chris Levers, recording secretary, please call, take the roll call vote.
Vice Chair Chris Levers?
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens?
Yes.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Lang?
Yes.
And Board Member Miles?
Yes.
Board Member McHugh?
Yes.
All right. Nomination Chris Levers passes by a vote of 6 and none opposed. And I'm already in position, so it's convenient. I'll now take nominations for the position of vice chair. All nominations will be presented prior to voting. I'll nominate Mr. McHugh. Any other nominations?
I'll second that nomination.
Right on. Anyone else? Gone. Now vote on each nomination presented for vice chair. Nominees should be voted in the order they were nominated. Nominees are voted on until one nominee gains a majority vote. Regarding the nomination of Kevin McHugh, recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Levers?
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens?
Yes.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Lang?
Yes.
Board Member Miles?
Yes.
And Board Member McHugh?
Yes.
Nomination of Mr. McHugh passes by a vote of 6 and none opposed. Board will now hear updates from the Town Council liaison.
All right, we had two big motions last week. One motion was made for lowering the building heights from 6 stories to 4 in downtown Castle Rock. And we did a Title IX new ordinance change regarding the public nudity that was passed at 6-0 to tighten provisions for to restrict from public areas. So part of that was an already Title IX revision that was done 2 to 3 years ago, and this was a little tighter to keep public nudity out of public spaces like the park, DC Fairgrounds. That's where there was a Pride Fest and kind of a big thing was going on over there. We had one lady that was complaining that we were just picking on the drag queens, but this is more of just a public nudity thing where you can't dance provocatively in front of children. So we did change that to if you plan on doing that, 18 and older. We were asked about a few weeks ago regarding alcohol at those. Well, that has to be a new alcohol permit. So with the new judge that we got appointed earlier this year, all that stuff's going to have to go through him now. So some of the other little things were just drainage and erosion control plans submitted for Crystal Valley Ranch to change that through some of the bad floods that we had the last couple years. I think it was mostly the last year that we had. So some things were changed with that. And upgraded some of the plans and drainage for that. Go check that. And then we had a second reading for financing and tax for Brickyard. and all of that passed. They did mention about the new rec center coming up, so that's going to start, I think, in a year and a half. So Saunders is going to be building that. Does anybody know who Saunders is? So Saunders is a good outfit. I've worked with them and heard of them quite a bit. They're a good outfit, so it'll be nice to get that rec center built. I think that's going to take 2 years to build it, and that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Councilman Davis.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question on that?
Please.
The building height clarification, just for clarity, I guess I'm asking for, was the vote to change the building height, or was the vote to get information on what it would entail to change the building height?
Right now, it's to change the building height. Right now, I'm waiting for staff to write up the new ordinance, but I don't know what it says just yet.
Okay.
And that's from 6 floors to 4 floors?
I'm sorry?
The height of buildings?
The height of buildings in downtown.
Yeah. What do you know what was behind changing it from 6 floors to 4?
Mostly it was, and I brought the motion up, but I was talked by a couple of people from town council for the last year. Also, when I was knocking on doors trying to become town council, the main thing was, hey, you're ruining our town with high-rise buildings. I come from Los Angeles, where there's nothing but high-rise buildings everywhere, so I kind of see where the traffic's a problem, the high-rise buildings are a problem, but it was brought up because it was a mutual agreement that other town council members wanted to bring up years ago. Hmm. So that just got passed this week.
So clarity, that was brought up a couple years ago to town council. And it was brought up a couple years ago to town council, and by overwhelming response from the public, they responded to that and came to town council, and it lost the vote 2 years ago. I believe it was about 2 years ago. And maybe the town can clarify that too, because I think that's an important detail to cover with that, especially for the business owners that are here, that I can see, that probably have a vested interest in that change and what that change would do to their property values of downtown property.
Yeah. So, what was the Castle Rock Hotel's height? I don't recall how many.
I think it was four floors.
Four. Okay. Any updates on the west side of the interchange? Anything new going on over there?
That, west side of
where the new interchange is, the Crystal Valley interchange on the west side. That area where like Costco is supposed to go eventually, and
Dawson Trail is going to be huge. We did talk to them, I think it was 2 to 3 months ago, about 4-lane, because they have it drawn as a 2-lane, but written as a 4-lane.
Okay.
So I'm like, we'll just put the 4-lane in. Each development will be a roundabout. So if we make it a 4-lane, then they can use the 2 to move people in, still use the other 2 for the construction, and have the flow keep going. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're stopping.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So the same thing, we brought it up in Pine Canyon because they've got it as a 2-lane, but it's right in the middle of Scott's property and Walker's property.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought that up again. That's going to be the ultimate shortcut from everybody on the east side to get in this side.
Yep.
So we kind of pushed the whole 4-lane bit. I don't know if they're going to redraw that, but you know, we're still pushing hard to make that 4-lane. Also, the lane's going to be used to go to DC High School. So anybody on that side, just
yeah. Okay. Good. Okay.
Last update I heard on the Crystal Valley Interchange was that they'd finished pouring the bridge, the concrete up there, and there. Mm-hmm. So they're using it for construction traffic now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming along. It's just we haven't met since November, so I was curious if there was updates on it. So thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Any other comments? Thank you, Councilman Davis. Moving on, please indicate if you're available for either of the following meetings, July 9th or July 23rd. I think I'm good for the 9th for sure.
I'm good to go.
I think I'm
good. Do you have any conflicts?
I'm good for both.
Yeah. Board will now hear updates from the town staff. Mr. Kucheski, any items from the town staff?
Okay, so, well, everybody kind of took all my updates here. I was going to talk about the height ordinance that is going on July 1st. Golly, can't believe it's already July. So, yeah, town staff is preparing that, so that will be an item on the agenda for the 1st. A couple other items also for the 1st are the interchange overlay district being sunsetted, and then an ordinance for ADUs to bring that make that a little bit simpler process for homeowners to create an ADU on their property. So those are a couple of items there that staff is bringing forward on the 1st. Crystal Valley Interchange, yes, they have poured the bridge deck. If you see people driving over it, it's construction traffic, so don't get your hopes up that we're not that far along. We are a little bit ahead of schedule on that project, but not that far ahead. Dawson Trails is continuing to do grading on the south side of Territorial Road. The Dawson Trails Boulevard, they have started some asphalt on the south end near the county border, where Castle Rock property or Castle Rock borders unincorporated Douglas County. Currently they're targeting a November 1st date for that to be open. That will be open from Crystal Valley Interchange south to Toma Road at that point. Costco is they had their site development plan approved. They're looking at some possible changes to their site development plan. They're looking at possibly doing a couple minor tweaks to it, so to be kind of more in line with their new or current business model that they seem to change quite often. So, and then let's see. And we are currently working to get the package approved for the developers portion of Dawson Trails Boulevard through the first two roundabouts south of CVI. So that will make sure that is four lane through there, so that we're not having to basically rip up new asphalt to build new roundabouts. So. And close the road and do that in the future. So like I said, you guys kind of stole a lot of my items, but that's great. So, and then the only other item, not sure if we'll have the meetings in July, but we are still working forward with Scalepi's phase two. So that is probably the next design review board item that would be coming before you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kucheski.
I got a question. Yeah, are we going to put, I think, Mike, our city attorney, on the agenda anytime soon to come give his spiel about our do's and don'ts, because we've got a few new members?
Yeah, we can definitely schedule legal training for the design review board. If it's something you would like to do in July, I can check with the town attorney's availability for that.
It doesn't need to be in July, but I'll just put it back on the schedule sometime, I would think. So
yeah absolutely. Okay. I'll look into that and get that on the schedule.
Okay,
anything else? I'd just like to say thank you to all the board members and welcome back to all the sitting board members. Appreciate the service and welcome to the team. So the time is now 6:19 and I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And moved by Chair Lievers and seconded by Mr. Johnson. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Lievers?
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Johnson?
Aye.
Board Member Lang?
Aye.
Board Member Miles?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Motion is approved by a vote of 6-0. Thank you. Meeting is now adjourned. I always wanted to do that.